Have you ever found yourself in a cycle of sin, trapped? Is it even possible to break away from something like that? Well, let's talk about it. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's Devo talks about sin through the lens of the book of Judges. Judges is an Old Testament book, meaning its events happened before Jesus physically came to earth and died from us and rose from the grave. While you might never have read the entire book of Judges, you've probably heard some of the most famous stories from it, like the story of Deborah or of Samson and Delilah. Now that you've got a little history, let's dive into today's Devo. It's called Saved from the Sin Cycle, The Book of Judges by Lene Boltice. In the book of Judges, God's people are spinning in a sin cycle: rebellion, repentance, rescue, and restoration. They cycle 12 times, once for each of the 12 judges within the book. And if we look closely, we'll probably see ourselves in the story. Rebellion. The people rebelled against God. Instead of obeying Him, they followed their own way. We've all believed the same lie at times. If it feels good, do it. And Israel did. The Bible says, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit. Repentance. But following their own way got them into deep trouble. Desperate. They repented and cried out for a rescuer. We see this in Judges 10:15. But the Israelites said to the Lord, "We have sinned. Do with us whatever you think best. But please rescue us now." Rescue. God saved them. In His great love, He sent 12 judges, like Deborah, Gideon, and Samson, to rescue them from their enemies. Judges 2:18 says, "Whenever the Lord raised up a judge for them, He was with the judge and saved them out of the hands of their enemies." And restoration. The verse goes on to say, "The Lord relented because of their groaning under those who oppressed and afflicted them." Because He loves His people, God restored them to Himself. In the same way, God loves you and wants a relationship with you. Sadly, whenever a judge died, the people circled back to rebellion. It was a spinning cycle of death. No judge could save them or restore their relationship with God forever. Only Jesus can. Jesus is our great judge. He came in flesh to pay the price for our sin on the cross so we could be forgiven. He rescued us from the spinning cycle of sin and death and restored us to a forever relationship with God. There is no sin too big that He can't forgive or too addictive that He can't break through and give you freedom. Through His death and resurrection, Jesus broke the power of sin and death, and He gives you the power to live free. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Isn't it good to know that God is with us moment by moment? Think about it. If you know Jesus, the creator of the entire universe, is with you right now, and He will never leave you. When you are afraid or hurt or worried or alone, He's there, always. He loves you and He wants to help you know His love more and more. Can you think of a time you were acutely aware that God was with you? What was that like? Consider taking a moment to thank God for His consistent presence with you and ask Him to help you notice some of the ways He is showing kindness to you today. As you and I can read in Galatians 5:1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery." As you and I can read in Galatians 5:1, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Judges 2:16 through 23, as well as chapter 10, verse 15, and chapter 17, verse 6, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Is there something that the Lord's been teaching you lately? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlock.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Keep Your Eyes on Him with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.